The state-owned company Fortschritt was the largest menswear company in the GDR. The first textile company here on the site between Rudolf-Reuss-Straße, Normannenstraße and Möllendorf-Straße was built in 1907. With the enlargement of the production range, extensive structural extensions became necessary, so that a six-story block was erected with a large inner courtyard and its own boiler house. With Soviet help, rubble and ashes were removed from the factory halls and the machines were made to run again. Shortly after the end of the Second World War, the production of simple jackets, coats and trousers began. Gradually, the machines were renewed, production facilities modernized and the latest technologies introduced. After the foundation of the GDR in October 1949, many social improvements were implemented for the workers. For example, the company had its own kindergarten and later even its own polyclinic. In the 60s of the 20th century, some small Berlin outdoor companies were affiliated to the VEB Fortschritt. As a result, an extension building became necessary, so that the company management had a five-story building erected directly on Möllendorfstraße, which was primarily intended for the administration of the company. In 1967, VEB Fortschritt employed over 3,000 people. About 25% of all coats were manufactured here. The products were exported to 9 countries on 4 continents. This makes the company the largest producer of men's fashion in the GDR. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, VEB Fortschritt was renamed Bekon GmbH, Berliner Konfektion. However, the assortment could not stay on the market for long and so the production was reduced and workers were sent home. Max Schröder GmbH from West Berlin later bought the property. Here at this location they wanted to produce their own clothing collections and installed an almost new hanging transport system from the bankrupt estate of the GDR companies. However, the company did not survive long. In 2010, the listed old buildings and the former prefabricated building on the Möllendorfstraße were converted into apartments and loft apartments. The boiler house and the production building on Rudolf-Reuss-Straße were demolished.